1. Before going on the air, you must have a license issued by the FCC. A combination amateur station and operator's license is shown here. The class of license determines the bands, power, and type of emission you may use. 2. Here is a back view of the license. The FCC has no age restrictions for amateur license holders. Only citizens of the United States can hold FCC licenses. 3. We will now show the procedure for going on the air. First, turn on all filament voltages of the transmitter and allow the transmitter to warm up. Turn on the receiver and allow it to warm up. 5. One way to check the transmitter frequency is to use the receiver. To check the accuracy of the receiver dial, tune in WWV. Dial is accurate. 6. If you are crystal controlled, turn on the crystal oscillator and tune it in on the receiver to see if you are within the band. In our example, we are using a variable frequency transmitter. Tune the receiver dial to a dead spot in the desired band. Be sure you are authorized to use this band. We wish to operate on the 10 meter band. Here is a dead spot on 28.8 megacycles. 7. Put the receiver on CW. 8. Turn on the plate voltage to all transmitter stages except the final. 9. Tune the transmitter oscillator until zero beat is heard in the receiver. 10. Tune the oscillator plate circuit for maximum grid current or drive in the following stage, which is the first RF multiplier. 11. Tune the plate circuit of the first multiplier for maximum drive to the second multiplier. 12. Tune the plate of the second multiplier for minimum plate current or dip. 13. Turn the final plate voltage control to minimum. 14. Turn on the final plate voltage. 15. Increase the final plate voltage enough to tune the final. 16. Tune the final grid circuit for maximum grid current. 17. Tune the final plate circuit for minimum plate current. 18. Adjust the antenna coupling and antenna tuner for maximum final plate current. 19. Retune the final plate circuit for minimum plate current. You are now ready to go on the air. Suppose you wish to talk to any amateur station. You must call CQ. Here is the proper procedure.
Hello, CQ, 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 hello, CQ 10, CQ 10, hello, CQ. Hello, CQ, any 10 meter phone station, W6JCY, W6JIG, Charlie, yesterday, Downtown Los Angeles calling CQ10 and W6JCY is tuning the band for a call. K-someone, please.
W6JCY, Charlie yesterday. W6JCY. Here's W6MOZ, Merry Old Zombie, in L.A. calling W6JCY and standing by.
W6MOZ, Mobile in Los Angeles, W6JCY right back. Okay, old man, thanks an awful lot for the fast comeback. I wonder what your handle is there. The handle here is Cal, California Able Love. You have a mighty nice sound and rig. Might give us your location, where you're cruising at in Los Angeles now, what part of it. We're fixed here on Venice and Bond, running about 300 watts to a pair of 4E27s. We're receiving you on a Collins 75A, and as I said before, a very nice signal. So back she comes, W6MOZ, W6JCY.
W6JCY, here is W6MOZ Mobile in L.A. Hi, Cal. The handle here is Ray, R-A-Y, and I'm up at Manchester and Sepulveda right now, cruising north. I've got a Lysko transmitter here running 30 watts input, and I'm not sure what the output is. 6V6 is all the way through. Oscillator, modulator, and final, all the way through. I've got a 10-11 meter band Gonset here, Gonset converter. She's picking up very nicely. W6JCY, W6MOZ, Mobile in LA, standing by.
W6MOZ Mobile in L.A., W6JCY right back. Okay, Ray, fine business on your entire setup. Have a friend here in the shack. We'll put him on. He isn't a ham yet, but a would-be ham. We'll put him on the mic and see how he likes it.
Hello, Ray. Just sitting in here and seeing if I can find out how to become an amateur.
You didn't give your handle, I don't
believe.
Yeah,
this is George.
Okay.
Hello, Ray.
Now we have George. So you can come back and tell us how George carried on the mic there. Maybe it'll inspire him to get his ticket. W6MOZ, W6JCY.
W6JCY, here's W6MOZ, Mobile in L.A. This is W6JCY. Well, swell there. You keep at it, George, and you sound like a potential ham now. It isn't very hard. A little bit of study and practice in the code, and I'm sure that within a short time you will become a ham. And best of luck to you. It's hard to copy. I don't know what you've done there, but whether it's my receiver or just what the score is, I wouldn't know, but it is harder to copy now than it is before. I want to try this handset out, so give me a second. I'll come right back to you with the handset. So I'm going to pull plugs now, and I'll be right there. W6JCY, here's W6MOZ. Cal, you might let me know how I'm sounding now. I've got the, I'm using the handset now. See what the thing sounds like now. W6JCY, W6MOZ.
W6MOZ, W6JCY. Okay, Ray, no, the other mic sounded much better. Sound like you're talking into a barrel out of this one. So put the other one back in, and let's compare them again. W6MOZ, W6JCY.